I even hate to even bring this up. Stormy Daniels now accusing her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, of filing a lawsuit against Trump without her permission. What a shock. And the lawsuit was accusing the president of defamation, defaming Ms. Daniels. And it was around for about a year. Stormy Daniels didn't say anything, did she? Not a word. But as soon as the judge threw it out and said, you know what, Stormy Daniels? You have to pay the court $350,000 because this is a frivolous lawsuit. Stormy Daniels on the hook for $350,000. Not Avenatti. He's just a lawyer. Now Stormy Daniels, all of a sudden, oh, I didn't want this lawsuit. For a year it was going on.
I'm watching that. Bill O'Reilly's joining. Bill, all I could think of, it was like Captain Renault in Casablanca. You were shocked to hear.
Yeah. And you know what, Jeff? Here's the tragedy of it. I'm the only one who pointed that out on television. You know, we do BillO'Reilly.com. We do a broadcast every night. And I'm waiting for Fox or CNN or MSNBC or any of the warning shows. Hey, isn't this a little suspicious? Nothing. You know, Avenatti was on there 200 times, CNN and MSNBC.
Yep.
If anybody in America doesn't know this is a con, this whole thing is a con, then they deserve what they get. But I had to point it out. I appreciate you listening to it.
Well, I thought it was great. And I'm telling you, it forced me not only to listen to all of that, which I wanted to, it really did make me go back and watch the scene from Casablanca 12 times going, yeah, there he is. This is Rick. You know, did you at least get the payoff at the end?
We're living in a country where dishonesty rules.
Yes.
And the media won't call it out unless it's an ideological advantage to them to do so. That's not journalism.
Right.
You know, that's propaganda. And so I'm so fed up with it, I just can't tell you.
Well, I do want you to tell me, I want you to tell everybody, Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Now, I check out Bill O'Reilly on a regular basis, BillO'Reilly.com. Obviously, we're getting close to Hanukkah and Christmas. We want to talk about the latest Killing the SS and all the other killing books as well. But, Bill, you just raised a good point there. You're talking about what is journalism, what isn't journalism. And you're telling us, honestly, at this point, 2018, unless there's a political angle to it, there's no real reporting being done anymore.
No. Look at the caravan.
Yes.
That's the best example. I have a really good staff at BillO'Reilly.com. It's small. I took them all from Fox when I left. All right? So I assigned a couple of people. I said, look, investigate the money. It's got to cost millions of dollars to charter buses from Mexico City to Tijuana to move 5,000 people. Who's paying for that?
Right.
So we found out. We found out where the money's coming from. It's an organization in Washington, D.C. that funnels the money to Chicago. Two organizations there that sends it down to Honduras. And if you want to see all the names and all the documentation, it's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Why isn't anybody else doing that? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a well-orchestrated, well-financed, well-planned movement of thousands of people to try to disrupt American immigration law, and no one cares who's funding it? No media organization cares?
Right.
It's just an outrage what's happening in this country.
It's outrageous, and then you sort of double down when you watch last night, CNN. You have Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon doing this unbelievable dance to explain, well, the migrants are only, they're a whole mile away. We, as Americans, should go across the border and give them things.
Well, why doesn't Lemon and Cuomo write some checks to the Red Cross?
Yep.
Because the Red Cross is down there. Why don't they write 50 grand checks?
Yeah.
Look, if anybody listening to us now, Jeff, doesn't know what CNN has become, again, I'll go back. Go waste your time.
Right.
Go waste your time.
Yeah.
Because it's not an honest news agency. It's absurd what they present. Absurd.
Yes.
And these people are not in business to give you information. They're in business to push a left-wing agenda. And that's the truth.
So let me ask you about how it plays out in practice as well. We're looking at the Mueller investigation, right? The special counsel. You talk about that. I think the phrase you used to describe it was a circus, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the Mueller investigation to me is there's no information. I don't know what he's doing, and I believe that the special counsel owes it to the American people, in conjunction with the Justice Department, to at least give us an update. You know, it's almost 2 years. It's almost $25 million. What are you doing? I don't know these people, Stone, Corsi. I don't know who they are. I mean, what is this? Is there a Russian intrusion into our electoral system sanctioned by the Trump campaign? Do you have anything that says that?
Right.
And I mean, I'm sitting here, again, listening to the pundits that don't know anything, because I don't know anything, Jeff.
Right.
I don't know any, you know, what's his name, Cohen, says, oh, yeah, I lied to Congress about a condo negotiation in Moscow. All right, well, you're an idiot. So now they're going to charge you with a crime.
Right.
Because you lied. What does that have to do with the election? You know, if there's a link, tell me, you know, give me a little clue or a roadmap on what you're trying to do here, Mr. Mueller.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bill O'Reilly is joining us. The best way, I think, to check him out is BillO'Reilly.com. There's a great premium membership there that gets you access to all the bits and pieces, and there's just wonderful, wonderful stuff there. Bill, I wanted to ask you as well. We're talking about this Mueller investigation, the caravan. You're talking about finances. Let's talk about the George Soros influence. You talked about the organization that was paying big money to move people up to the border. Is this part of a George Soros operation?
They have the Soros Open Society Foundation has given money to the D.C. Organization we pinpointed in the past.
Wow.
$4.4 million. Now, we only got IRS records up to, I think it was 2012 or 13. But $4.4 million, you would assume they're continuing.
Right.
So, again, I mean, I can only go as far as the evidence takes me. We know Soros is absolutely involved in moving migrants to Europe because the country of Hungary passed a law against him.
That's right.
And said it is now illegal to fund migrant operations inside of Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it the Soros Law over there.
Jeez.
You know he's doing it.
Right.
Has he done it in this case? I would say probably, but I can't be 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. We've got the holidays coming up. Look, we've got Hanukkah coming up starting on Sunday. We've got Christmas coming up as well. I am suggesting that people check out all of the Killing series, Bill, not just the latest, the Killing the SS, but since it is the latest, do you mind giving us a little insight into Killing the SS?
Well, it was the number one book in the country on Sunday, and next Sunday it'll be number two. Michelle Oh has beaten me out, which is fine. We were number one for about 5 weeks there, and we're real happy with the reception Killing the SS has gotten all over the world.
Okay.
The reason these books are valuable, and it is the best-selling nonfiction book series in history of all time, is that they're not boring. Like, if you start them, you want to continue to read them.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, Americans aren't reading a lot of books. If you look at the Amazon 100 right now, there are only about 10 books in the Amazon 100. Killing the SS is one of them.
Wow.
Number two book in the country is The Wonky Donkey. All right? Dragons Like Tacos is a big bestseller. And I'm saying, well, what's going on? People, the concentration spans are so short, they're not reading books. But the Killing books are thrilling to read.
Yes.
I mean, the SS, this is about evil. But it's a page-turner. It's a suspense book, and it's all true.
Absolutely. Bill, you mentioned the fact that people are not reading things. Can I ask you to weigh in a little bit on one of your recent messages of the day, one of your columns, talking about machines and technology? Because as I read this, I thought to myself, I'm thinking about my two boys, you know, and I'm thinking one is 17 and one is 14, and they are absolutely addicted to technology. You point out when we were kids, we went outside. Now people are petrified to even get near the window.
You got to drag them out.
Yeah.
I have a 15-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 19-year-old, and they're both addicted to the machines.
Yeah.
I mean, you take the machine away, and they start to shake. you know, if you want to do an experiment, go out, talk to a teenager. The odds are they will not look you in the eye. They'll look down because their whole life is looking down at their machine in their hand. The whole social life is in that machine. Snapchat. You know, I'm trying to, what is that? What are you snapping? What are you chatting?
Right.
And because this is so powerful, and you add it to the games, kids love the games, all right, that you say, hey, let's go out, throw the ball around, and look at you like, what? Are you talking to me? So you ride around, and when I was a kid, all the ball fields were filled with urchins.
Yep.
Now they're deserted.
Yeah.
And what this does is it shortens your concentration span, because you have to have action, action, action every second, because that's what's on the machine.
That's right.
And so even watching a movie, if there's not an explosion every 2 minutes, you know, the kids are looking around, oh, where's my machine?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen in America and around the world is the workforce in 10 to 15 years, you're going to have a hard time getting people to really concentrate on their jobs, especially if they're not exciting jobs.
That's right.
And that's really what's going to happen. And in personal relationships, I mean, my kids never get phone calls on the regular phone. They're too busy Snapchatting. All right? They don't even see their friends. I say, hey, bring them on over. Why? I can talk to them on the machine. Don't you want to see them? Why? No, I don't want to see them. I can talk to them on the computer. So it's the whole world is going to change.
Yeah.
And I don't think for the better.
Yeah.
In about 10 to 15 years. Big change.
Well, I will tell you, Bill, my youngest guy who was 14, and I, no word of lie, he was shocked. It's only, I don't know, a couple of months ago when he discovered that his device could also be used to talk to a person with his voice. He did not know that the phone had a phone component to it.
Yeah, because he's texting and Snapchatting.
Exactly.
My son doesn't really talk a lot on the phone. He talks to me. I call him.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But that's about it.
Yeah.
The phone very rarely rings in my house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all LOL, LMAO, what is this stuff? It's just they don't know how to write sentences.
Nope.
Just they're LOLing.
Yeah.
Oh, my OMG.
All right. So,
you know, the ability to converse like you and I are doing now.
Yeah.
That's gonna wane. The whole thing is.
All right. So are we just doomed? Is it time to pack it in? Do I need to go eat a stick of butter and buy a pack of smokes now?
You know, the good news is that the people with the training that you and I have, that we can write a sentence, that we can articulate our thoughts into words, that we can look people in the eye and actually convince them to do something, those people are going to be very prosperous in the coming years.
I like
because
that.
The other people are like the walking dead,
yeah.
And they're going to be walking around with their machines looking down and walking into poles and, you know, all of that. I mean, it's just crazy how bad it's getting, this addiction.
Exactly. Well, they're going to follow GPS right into the lake, but what the heck?
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you, Bill, because I know your time is short here. I want to make sure that folks get a copy of Killing the SS, but I'm also noticing that you've got, for the holidays, you've got the premium membership gift certificate with any signed book. Is that still good?
Yep. We have all kinds of great stuff.
Okay.
And I tell people, look, if you believe in truthfulness, you know, give a premium membership to BillO'Reilly.com. Give a concierge membership. And if you buy all 8 Killing books, you get a free membership for life.
I love it.
So we have a lot of great deals, and those spin elves are running around. I appreciate you mentioning it, Jeff. It's really nice of you to do that. And I really thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I would love to have you back when your schedule permits. We're always entertained and, more importantly, informed. And I do want people to get the entire Killing series and make sure that they're checking out BillO'Reilly.com on a regular basis.
Well, I appreciate that. Any big story, you give us a call, we'll be available to you.
Thank you, sir. That, of course, our friend Bill O'Reilly. Check him out at BillO'Reilly.com. That is the best way to do it. The books, the Killing series, they're great, great books. I'm telling you right now, would make wonderful gifts for the holidays. 420 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.